This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Americans got their first look at President-elect Joe Biden's proposed national security team today. During a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, Mr. Biden said that his team would embody, quote, my core beliefs that America is strongest when it works with its allies.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. And it's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. Once again, sit at the head of the table, ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies.
In rolling out his national security picks, including top posts for State Department and the Department of Homeland Security, the president-elect said the nominees show experience and leadership, fresh thinking and perspective, and an unrelenting belief in the promise of America. Among those on the team, former Secretary of State John Kerry, who's to take the lead on climate change. The group includes Anthony Blinken, one of Mr. Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State.
He's outstanding. Smart, gracious, a skilled diplomat, well regarded around the world. I know he's going to do a great job.
That, of course, is the voice of the president-elect's former boss, President Barack Obama, commenting on Mr. Biden's selection so far.
The reports are that Jake Sullivan will serve as national security advisor. Wicked smart, young, energetic, and I think is going to be outstanding. So you're seeing a team develop that I have great confidence in.
For more on the president-elect's elections, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The international community on Tuesday pledged another 4 years of aid for Afghanistan despite the COVID-19 crisis, but tied its money to rights being upheld in the sputtering peace talks with the Taliban. At a global donor conference in Geneva, countries began reaffirming their commitment to propping up a country beset by violence between the Taliban and government forces, rampant corruption, and an imminent withdrawal of U.S. troops. Donor nations meet every 4 years to pledge aid to Afghanistan, which is almost entirely reliant on foreign assistance despite years of promised reforms and attempts to grow the economy. At least 14 people were killed in central Afghanistan on Tuesday when two blasts ripped through the city of Bamiyan, home to many members of the mainly Shiite Hazara ethnic minority. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the blasts, and the Taliban denied any kind of involvement. Former Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein has tweeted out the names of nearly two dozen Republican senators who he says have criticized the president behind his back. But some of those names are denying the report. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
Bernstein took to Twitter denouncing the senators, quote, craven public silence that's helped enable President Trump's most grievous conduct. He listed 21 names. Utah's Mitt Romney's on the list. Earlier this month, casting doubt on Trump's claim the election had somehow been stolen.
Not accurate and too destructive.
But Senator Chuck Grassley's spokesman disputes his listing, saying there's no difference between what the senator says publicly and privately. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott's office called his placement on the list baseless accusations of someone who clearly has an axe to grind. Bernstein said he learned about the politician's supposed feelings through conversations with their colleagues, staff members, lobbyists, and White House aides. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Here in the United States, as around the world, COVID remains the hot topic, as it is all over the world. In a teleconference, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will start shipping Regeneron Pharmaceuticals experimental antibody drug to hospitals right away. Now, that's the drug that was the one that President Donald Trump received when he was battling COVID just a few weeks ago. Britain announced on Tuesday that travelers from abroad could face a shorter isolation period with a negative COVID-19 test days after their arrival. Current rules require 14 days of quarantine starting December 15th. Travelers will have the option to pay for a test after 5 days, and if the test comes back negative, they'll be free to end their self-isolation. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.